I'm on the road to recovery. I'm on the road to recovery, step by step, day by day.
Welcome to the second edition of the Recovery Road Show. Today we're going to be talking about the difference between a sponsor and an accountability team. I recently had somebody tell me that the difference between their sponsor and their accountability team was that they could tell their sponsor anything, and what they told their accountability partner was things about their sponsor. Now that's pretty funny, because that came from one of my sponsees. And so today we're going to talk about the difference between sponsor versus accountability team when it comes to Celebrate Recovery, and why these are two instrumental parts of our recovery, and why we need them both, and what both of them are for, and why we should take advantage of them. So today, we're going to take a look at sponsor first, and I've had some guys in my life that were mentors and gentlemen that I allowed to speak into my life. Some of those guys I chose, and some of those guys chose me, and I've always found that when it came to the people that I chose, those were the people that kind of told me what I wanted to hear. I knew that they would tell me what I wanted to hear, and so I would choose them. And then there were the guys who chose me. And those were the guys who were able to be brutally honest with me and tell me the things that I didn't want to hear. And the funny thing is this. The people that I chose, the people that told me the things that I wanted to hear, I don't really remember a lot of what they told me, but the guys who told me the things that I needed to hear, that I necessarily didn't want to hear, well, I remember all of that. And, so it's important that we find a sponsor that is going to be honest with us, brutally honest. As a matter of fact, we got to find somebody that is willing to put our recovery before our friendship. And that's what a sponsor is supposed to do. That your recovery is more important to them than whether or not you like them or not. So they gotta be able to be honest. Honest is a great quality when it comes to recovery. Without it, we won't recover, and we need people to be honest with us. So when we have that person that can sit us down and kind of just take us to the woodshed, that's the kind of person we want to look for in a sponsor. We also want to look for somebody who's transparent. And being transparent is important because, the person has to be able to share their struggles and the things that they're going through, as well as advise you in your stuff. So transparency is man, for me, it's a must. When I got together with my now wife, we were dating, and I considered myself a pretty transparent person. She was a really private person, and so that was always a big issue for us. But the more she began to see how my transparency would help others, she began to see the importance of being transparent. And so we want to take a look at a sponsor. We want to ask ourselves, okay, is this somebody that's just gonna tell me what to do and going to constantly talk at me, or is this a person that's ready to share life with me and to walk through life with me, to be a lot, are they willing to allow me to see into their heart and into their lives, as well as me allowing them to see into my heart and my life? We got to take a look and see if the person is really walking the talk. I mean, there's lots of people out there that have the recovery lingo down, and they can fool most with the things that they say. But when you actually take a look at their lives, you got to ask yourselves: are they working the 12 steps, are they allowing the principles found in Celebrate Recovery to have an effectual change upon their lives? Because if not, if it's just lip service, well, then it has no power. You see, that's why, you know, you can get an education, you can get a degree in substance abuse and in counseling and all of this stuff, but if you really haven't been there and you haven't recovered yourself, then all you have is information. And information without experience, it just doesn't cut it in the realm of recovery. So we got to look for somebody who walks the talk, who actually has struggled with a hurt, habit, or hang-up, and it doesn't bleed their hurt, habit, and hang-ups, or doesn't, you know, pour out those things like an injured person, but actually is able to share, you know, what they've went through or what they're going through, and also, you know, how they're getting through it. We call that the problem and the solution. That's kind of what makes Celebrate Recovery so unique, is that, you know, it welcomes in a variety of different problems. You know, you can come to Celebrate Recovery with any hurt, habit, or hang-up, and you know, you might not be able to identify with the person next to you who's struggling with something different, but, you know, are we really wanting to identify with the problem? You see, the key for Celebrate Recovery is that we identify with the solution, because the solution is the same. It doesn't matter what you're struggling with, the solution remains the same, and, you know, that solution is Jesus Christ and working the principles and the 12 steps. And, you know, the sponsor has to also be able to confront, you know, and that's a place where, you know, if we're screwing up, if we're messing up, they have to be able to sit us down and look at us and say, you know what, you're doing this wrong. Or, you know, you've really messed up. You've got to turn around and you've got to fix this. They got to be able to confront us in love, because without that confrontation in love, you know, we're not going to, you know, have the course correction that we need, that a sponsor is responsible for giving to us. So what makes an accountability team different? What makes, you know, somebody who's going to be accountable to you and hold you accountable, and you can be accountable to them, what makes them different from a sponsor? Your accountability team is definitely there to encourage you. They're there for that encouragement that you need on a regular basis. You know, those are the people that you can call, you know, any time of the day, or that are calling you any time of the day. And, you know, you're talking about life, you're talking about recovery, you're talking about the things that you're going through or that you might be struggling with. You know, that's what consists of an accountability team. It's also somebody who's anywhere in recovery, whereas a sponsor, you know, should be at the very least, you know, I suggest a year further in recovery than you are, and has completed a 12-step study and is able to coach you through those things. Whereas somebody on your accountability team can be, you know, somebody who's kind of just walked through the door that very night, and, you know, you make a connection with them and you guys have similar struggles, and you're able to, you know, you're able to conversate about the struggles of, you know, just going through daily life, having to deal with a hurt, habit, or hang-up. They're also somebody who checks in on you on a pretty consistent basis. Somebody who is able to, you know, take, you know, go out to lunch with you, and, you know, be able to sit, you know, across the table from you and share life with you, share a cup of coffee with you. And it's good to have a number of these for your accountability team, as opposed to a sponsor, which would be one person. And when we talk about accountability, we've got to mention and we've got to bring up this one important key fact, and that is this: accountability is a two-way street. All right, so we come into recovery, and, you know, we get a sponsor and we get an accountability team that surrounds us, and we think, great, you know, these people are going to, you know, stay on me, these people are going to, you know, call my phone off the hook. These people are going to make sure I'm doing all of the right things. And, you know, that's not necessarily the, you know, healthy relationships in recovery. Because when it comes to accountability, the accountability needs to work both ways. We need to be accountable to this team. That means, you know, we need to be making the effort to make the phone calls. We need to be making the effort to be brutally honest with them, to fall on our sword, to say, hey, look, you know, I think I'm messing this up. You know, it's not anybody else's responsibility to see that we recover. It is our responsibility to make sure that we are doing the next thing. And, you know, I really like that word responsibility because, you know, especially in recovery, we hear that word and we think, man, I haven't been good with responsibility ever. And one of my teachers kind of opened that word for me or peeled back the layers of that word responsibility. And, it, you know, it has two root words in it, response and ability. And so we've got to understand that if Christ is our main source of power, okay, he's our higher power, and he's helping us to recover, the responsibility is this, that we have the ability to respond to what he's doing in our life at any given moment. And so he may be doing something through an accountability partner or a sponsor, and we have the ability to respond to that, to receive that course correction, to receive that guidance, to receive that advice, to receive those suggestions in love. You know, nobody ever promised that recovery was going to be easy. As a matter of fact, anything worth doing isn't easy. And, you know, we've went to great lengths in order to you know, whether it's with substance abuse or codependency or anger and rage issues or food issues, whatever it may be, we've went to great lengths to feed our addiction. And we need to be ready to go to great lengths to feed our recovery. One of the things that my very first sponsor told me, you know, he knew that I came from a criminal background, and you know, he asked me, he said, George, did you ever tell on anyone? Of course, my instant reaction was no. You know, I did my crime, I did my time, it's the way I was raised. And so, you know, he said, well, you're gonna have to learn how. And that kind of threw me off for a minute because I thought, learn how to tell on someone. He said, because if you don't learn how to tell on yourself, then you'll never get sober. You'll never get clean. See, we're not meant to do this thing called recovery alone. We're meant to have a team. I want to share something with you out of the book of Ecclesiastes. And it says this. It says, now, this is chapter 4, verse 9 through 12. It says, two are better than one because they have a good return for their labor. For if either of them falls, the one will lift up his companion. But woe to the one who falls when there is not another to lift him up. Furthermore, if two lie down together, they keep warm. But how can one be warm alone? And if one can overpower him who is alone, two can resist him. A cord of three strands is not quickly torn apart. You see, it takes a team. You know, they say, you know, it takes a village to raise a child. You know, it takes a team to work recovery. We've got to have that support system in place. We've got to be able to have that sponsor and that accountability team that is, you know, when things are going good or when things aren't going so good, that we're able to call and just talk it out, just get it out. You know, and hey man, we find advice, we find, you know, good counsel, we find compassion, and we find, you know, just experience in those relationships. So listen, if you're, you know, if you're attempting to do recovery alone, or if you think that you got it, or if you think you don't need a sponsor, you don't need to tell anybody your problems, or, you know, I don't want to bother anybody, let me just tell you, you know, get over it. Get over it. You need to be able to have a support system that you can speak with, that you can talk to, that can call you out, that can confront you, and you need to be able to receive those things. You know, the word tells us pride comes before the fall. And when we get too prideful to listen to those who have been where we are, then we are definitely destined for the fall. I want to just take a minute to share with you about our Celebrate Recovery. We meet on Thursday nights at Freedom Church. That's 455 58th Avenue, Southwest, Vero Beach, Florida, 32968. And if you're looking for a Celebrate Recovery in the Indian River County area, you can look us up, no problem. You can give us a call, and that's at area code 772-501-2942. And you can stop in and see us any Thursday night at 7 p.m. for Celebrate Recovery. We'd be glad to get you connected and get you serving in our Celebrate Recovery, or be able to connect you to a Celebrate Recovery near you. Also, Rebirth Ministry provides recovery coaching for anyone who's looking to take their recovery to the next level. Being able to sit down and write out a recovery plan and be able to set goals and take a look at where we are now and where you want to be with a recovery coach, certified recovery coach. And we want to be able to offer that to you. So if you are interested in that, just let us know, because we'd be glad to make that a part of your recovery program. And all in all, we know this. 12 steps, the A principles, the program of Celebrate Recovery, they're just tools. Tools in the hand of the one who has the power to fix our lives. You see, Christ is the one who heals and sets us straight and gives us the power to live. He's the one that places people in our lives in order to be a part of that three-corded rope that is not easily broken. So I want to encourage you today, set up your support team if you haven't already. If you need help doing so, if you need to be connected to some great people in recovery, let us know. We'd be glad to get you connected. If you need to get connected wherever it is that you are in our listening audience, then just give us a shout, let us know, and we will let you know where the closest Celebrate Recovery is to you. Thank you for tuning in, and God bless you, and may you continue to be resolute in your recovery and celebrate your recovery every day.
Trusting God along.